Then God says, therefore, the choice is there. Therefore, his recommendation, choose life. It's funny how the bishop has brought this up several times, and I actually just saw this today. How various entities will say God brought a sickness or a disaster to teach somebody something. But not only in here did he say, the choice is yours, but he gave his desired result. He said, choose life. He didn't say, choose the curse. He didn't say, choose death. He said, choose life. He desires for you to have life and to have it more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. In his life, you have empowerment to prosper. In his life, you can increase in possessions. In his life, you have success in your endeavors. In his life, you have fellowship with the Father. In his life, you have a favorable impact on the next generation, so that both you and your seed may live. Choosing life in the old covenant meant obeying the commandments. Choosing life in the new covenant means faith in the grace. But it's funny that faith worketh by love. And we experience that love by his sacrifice to bring us back into the fold. So we have faith in the grace by love. Love from God first comes by understanding how much he first loved us. And then we begin to walk and operate in that love. Ha ha ha. And it's a funny thing. I don't think I gave them this scripture, but we're going to hop over there. Matthew 22 and 36. It says, Master, which is the great commandment of the law? Remember, in the old covenant, choosing life was meant by obeying the commandment or obeying the law. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, that thou love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. we operate in our life as believers with a connection to God by faith and the grace. And that faith is powered by the love. That love is the same love that covers the entire commandment that God has given. Whew. Glory to God. So what does it mean to choose life? To the non-born again individual, it means reversing the disconnect. It means making Jesus the Lord of your life. Getting filled with the Holy Spirit and feeding on the Word such that you discover your God-given identity and you develop your fellowship with Him. To the believer, it means renewing and maintaining the power flow. Reading the Word daily, delving into His promises, communing with Him and being led by his Spirit. When opposition comes, you stand and you fight the good fight of faith. You speak His word. You be a doer of His word. You stand on His word and you don't quit. And you don't give in. And you don't give up. When things say that you're losing, that you're going to lose out, that you're going to fail, that you're not going to make it, you stand on the word and says, God says, I win. So God has spoken to you today to give you the option. What are you going to do? Are you going to roll over, give up, throw in the towel? Are you going to allow the enemy's deceptions to bring you down? Are you going to choose life? Are you going to choose to stand? Are you going to choose to put His word in your mouth and declare what thus saith the Lord? Choose life. Hallelujah. Bishop.
Can we say praise the Lord? I make my choice.